At this time, we're joined by California head coach Justin Wilcox. Wilcox, coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Star one to ask a question.
Your first question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Morning, Justin. As you look at the film of Oregon's defense, does Jenks kind of jump out at you as somebody that you always got to be aware of and like that?
Could you give me the name one more time? Are you
talking about Jalen Jenks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's a really good player, very active, and makes a lot of plays for him. They're doing a good job on defense and flying around. They get to the football and are aggressive, so they're doing a nice job, and he's a big part of that.
And has their defense, it's certainly statistically better than it was last year. When you compare them last year to this year, are they physically better?
We didn't watch last year's video, and so we really go off the video from this year, and they're doing a really good job. They play hard, like I said, and they got good players.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question is from Kyle Kinsing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, USC's defense this season has obviously been able to generate a lot of turnovers, played a role in that game Saturday. From your perspective, what has made them so effective in creating takeaways?
I can only speak on our game.
Right.
They did a good job of getting their hands on the football. They created some movement up front on us, and we made a couple poor decisions in the pass game. And they obviously are doing a great job, but I don't know if there's one reason for it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach. Not sure if you read it, but a nice article in the Oregonian about the connection between the Wilcox and Herbert families. Just curious, how would you describe your relationship with Justin as he was growing up? And do you stay in touch with him now?
I was really close with his parents and grandparents growing up. And obviously when I was getting out of college and getting into coaching, so I haven't lived there in 17 years or so. So it's been a long time. I think the world of their family, they're great people. He's a really, really talented kid. But I don't, like I said, I haven't lived there in a long time. I don't get to keep up with a lot of people. I obviously follow Justin from afar, but I know our guys are going to be excited for the challenge that he will bring us, and we're going to have to be at our best this weekend.
What's unique about Herbert?
His ability to throw the ball. He can throw it as well as anybody. He can run. He's big. He's very deliberate and knows where to go with the football, and so he's a really, really talented quarterback. And he's a great kid.
And last thing for me, I know you've obviously been back to Austin a few times in your coaching career. What's it like going back there as an opposing coach, and will there be anything different about going back as a head coach for the first time?
No, there's not. Like I said, I'm really appreciative of my opportunities that I had there, and the coaches that I was around, my teammates, and had a great experience, and I'm proud to be from there. But I'm 100% invested with our team and our players and our program, and it's not about me going there, and so it's not hard for me to look at it any different than any other game. So we're going to prepare as best we can to get ready for a great opponent. We have a ton of respect for them, but it's going to take a great week of practice, so that's really all that I focus on.
Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Ryan Gorsey, scouts.com.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Looking at Devontae Downs' numbers, he's more than halfway to his career high for a season in tackles. What do you think has been the source of his productivity? What's allowed him to be so productive in this defense?
Well, he knows what we're doing, first and foremost, and then his physical tools. He can run, and he plays aggressive, and I think he's got the game has slowed down for him, I would imagine, over the course of his playing career, not just this year, but just over the more reps you take, it just seems to slow down, and I think he's playing really quick football and getting good football and finishing tackles, so really excited for him, and I still think he's going to get better.
How early did you identify him as a guy who could fill that kind of blitzer role for you?
Well, as we got in and got installed the defense and were able to get on the field with them in spring ball, and you saw some of the things he could do.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Kirk Cranthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Justin, it could almost be said that Weber State played against you guys comparably to all of your Power 5 opponents. What's kind of your lasting impression of that team?
Every week is a challenge in college football, and every team presents you with a different set of challenges, in terms of schematics, players, strengths, and weaknesses. So it's they did a great job. They're well coached, and a ton of respect for them and their coaching staff and their players. They're a really tough group, and like I said before, they executed what they were asked to do really well. And you know, each week in college football, it's just a different set of challenges, and that's why everybody, you know, I know I speak for us, and I would imagine a lot of the other schools, it's just really more about how well you can play and, you know, focusing on yourselves first. But we got a ton of respect for them.
Thank you.
Okay, Coach, that's all we have time for this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.